Coach's Insight continuing here on KARE 93.7 as we talk Oskaloosa basketball, joined now by boys head coach, that is Jeremy Rockhold. It is presented by Taylor Insurance and Barnett Family Funeral Home, Jeff County Crematory. Coach, big win coming off on Tuesday night at home against McLeod, 55-42. How nice was it to see your boys bounce back, grab a win in that ball game on Tuesday?
It was good to see. I was happy for them. We had guys step up when we really needed them, and played really good team defense. We were helping, we were talking, and then offensively, you know, when you make some shots, all of a sudden you start to get some confidence, and that's kind of how it went.
Give us a sense of some of those guys who stepped up and made some big plays for you.
You know, on the defensive end, both Cord and Coy Perry, their brothers, they did a phenomenal job defensively. They kept their guys in front of them, and they rebounded. Trenton Van Outen, he got hot for us. He made, I think it was 5 threes in the game. He hit 3 in a row there in the third quarter to give us some cushion, and then late in the fourth, they kind of went a box and one on him, and we just went 4-on-4, and Trevor Willett stepped up, knocked down 3 threes in a row, and kind of sealed it, put it away for us.
And you get another opportunity here with ACCHS on Friday. It'll be the third time you're playing this team this year. You saw them in early January. That was on your home floor, and that was a 56-46 ACCHS win. And then you saw them again in the midseason tournament. That was an 8-point game. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in 1 year, and certainly have an opportunity. You were in both games. Third go around with ACCHS. What are you looking at, and what's kind of the expectation for your team this time?
Kind of same thing offensively, moving the ball. That was one thing we did well last night. It was, we made the extra pass and got good looks. They do a good job. They're physical. They get after it. Coach Hoffman, he's a really good coach, so you know they're going to come in well prepared. We just got to do a good job of keeping them in front of us and rebounding, and then when we get the open shots, knock them down. When we play kind of freely, we do a lot better shooting, and we got to take care of the ball. I think last time we had close to 20 turnovers against them, and a team like that, you can't let them have extra opportunities or they're going to make you pay.
Down to 4 games left here in the regular season, including that ball game on Friday against ACCHS, as we're coming down the home stretch again with Substate looming. What's something you're trying to implement to your team, put in their minds about just kind of the expectations and what you want to see from you and your coaching staff with your boys here down the stretch heading into Substate?
You know, just go out and compete. Whatever happens, happens. You know, we've got quite a few seniors, so, you know, we told them, you just give it all you got. You know, this is the end. And our younger guys, you know, it's learning and getting that experience in these situations. And, you know, that's what we're really kind of focusing on, is trying to get these seniors out with a bang and our younger guys learning along the way.
There it is. Oskaloosa boys basketball coach Jeremy Rockhold joining us here on our Coach's Insight program on KARE 93.7. They will get ACCHS on Friday night. Coach, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck on Friday, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.